What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear: strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Jeremy and Joe starts now
on ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
From the Mobile Huntington Bank Studios, located at East River 9, here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
Birdie's Ice House. First time that I've been here. Y'all been here a few times. This place is awesome.
Yeah, it's great.
Really good. A little revamp of the menu. The food is delicious. The drinks are great. That guy needs a drink. Give him a drink right now. You need a drink, huh? Yeah, oh, he's good. Already had a couple. Lots to get to in the final hour of the show. Joe's going to probably
leave in like 10 minutes.
Coast in the next. He did extra radio today. You do that a lot.
I try.
You do 6 to 7 a lot. Are you on 6 to 7 today?
Yeah, I am tonight. Yes.
What time did you start today?
2:15.
So let's round down to 2. So yeah. You did the last hour there. You're doing 3 hours with me. That's 4. Then you get the bonus hour, 5. You're gracing our listeners.
It's a lot of show.
On ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2 with 5 hours of Joe George today. You're basically the Stephen A. Smith of ESPN 97.5, 97.9 HD2 on Fridays.
Hopefully that's a good thing.
You rotate out your hosts.
Yep.
You're like the Rossini of ESPN.
No, 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 no. Veto.
You had Brian first and me.
No, no, no.
I like the phrasing there. You said had.
Hey, phrasing!
And then you get Mapes
Thank
again.
Thank you, Ryan.
I don't like that.
Oh, yeah. We have Rocket Power at 6 inside the icebox at 6:30.
What's at 6?
You know Rocket what I really Power. Like, though? Booty. Why is he playing that?
I don't know.
Wow. Funny. Ryan with the stray.
Why did he play that?
I don't know.
That was so out of context.
I'm not mad at
this
it.
This is why Ryan's not a full-timer yet. It's because he doesn't know context with his drops.
Oh, it's all right, Ryan.
Thank you, Ryan, for playing it.
Rocket Power is coming up at 6.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Rocket Power's a 6.
Icebox is 6:30.
I was just hoping you would give us a little flavor on that Rocket Power.
The OTC inside the icebox at 6:30. You and Sean Mapes. What were we talking about? Oh, yeah, draft stuff.
Aaron Wilson.
Junkie said, how do I get the boot? Oh, he's trying to appeal. We're not listening to appeals. We don't do appeals. I guess Fridays aren't for hashtag learning with Jared and Jill.
That's true.
Just not grammar.
Yeah, what do you know with Jeremy and Joe? Someone in the early second that wants to move up to late first to get the fifth-year option on Simpson. Somebody's have to fall in love with Simpson, which is fine. Come on in. You can sneak through. You're good. You're good. Come on. Come on. You're good. You're good. She wanted nothing to do with Brian. Did you see that?
No, it's a fair
She thought she had ran. The A-gap, and then she realized she saw Brian in the
I'm an intimidating so presence
Brian
in the
was
hole.
The one tech filling in the A-gap, and she's like, I'm out of here. I'm going to try to go around the end. I'm going to see if I can get to the outside.
I'm a two-gap guy.
Yep.
So Aaron Wilson.
So the Athletic, by the way, a quick update on Rossini, because both of you guys have had shades of Rossini in the last 5 minutes. The Athletic is probing her explanation.
Yeah.
Our children.
Come on, man. You said probing.
It wasn't my word. Front Office Sports tweeted, exclusive, the Athletic. All right. Exclusive for Front Office Sports. The Athletic is probing Diana Rossini.
You had to repeat it. Use a different word. Investigating. Investigating, Jeremy.
I'm trying to get through the tweet. I'm trying to read the tweet as a professional, and you guys are not allowing me.
Yeah, go ahead.
Say it again.
Yellow leather, red leather. Yellow leather, red leather. I can't do it. I've broken down. I've cracked. What do they call it with an SNL character? Like whenever they get crack?
Yeah, I think it's crack.
Yeah.
Break. I think it's break.
I've broken. Yeah. I can't read it. The Athletic is probing Diana Rossini's explanation about photos of Mike Vrabel that were published in the New York Post. Sources tell FOS.
Yeah, they don't believe her.
Through it.
They don't believe her.
Sometimes you just got to man up and get through it.
They don't believe her. They think she's lying,
man. They think she's lying now.
Yeah.
This is not – my numbers have gone – pretty high now.
Yeah, we're at least at like 70-30.
I'm still like 50. Still at like 50.
Oh, so you were I was 2 days ago.
Though. I was at 10 the other day. We talked
about
it.
Yeah, I was at 50.
That's a big jump.
Well, it's a huge jump because of this probe from the Athletic. Yeah. Now that they're doing this investigation, I think it's a pretty big indicator. Like, because you had them defending her on whatever day it was, Wednesday, and now they're like, no, we're investigating. Like, that's...
Didn't her boss have a tweet?
Yeah. Or he put a statement on
it. They defend her. Yeah. They're basically defending her. And now they're probing to see if she was being, you know, a liar, if anything with nefarious was going on here.
Yeah. So it's a bad look for her.
I think she might be out, man. Good thing she sent out that tweet yesterday at 5:30 in the morning, though, about the scabs.
The referees, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that might be over. Good progress today.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there was good progress today.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It's not dire anymore, is what Schefter said.
Well, that's good.
Well, that's positive.
Yeah,
we don't need scab D3 refs in the NFL.
No, it wouldn't be good. It'd be very, very bad. All right, so more from Aaron Wilson on what he is hearing. We mentioned the DNs. Look, the Texans are looking for punter competition.
Cool.
With Freddy Krueger, with Jack Stonehouse being an option. So I guess the Texans are in on Jack Stonehouse. Somehow Aaron Wilson has that scoop on the punter that they want.
The one punter. They're like, this guy from Syracuse. So they're locked in on.
I'm cool with a punter competition, but they better not draft him like in the fourth. Like, you better be seventh round draft pick.
Gosh.
You know, you can't draft the guy in the fourth after you traded for a punter. That whenever the punter was traded from New Orleans, they were throwing a Mardi Gras down the streets of Bourbon and Canal because Freddy Krueger got traded.
Yeah, it's like I have a very strict sixth or seventh round only for punters and kickers.
Down. I'm cool with that idea.
If you go earlier than that, they better be the best.
Yeah. Even then, like, you see these dudes drafted. Who was the dude who got drafted in the second?
Oh, that was
Tampa Bay?
Glasses.
Yeah.
Robert. Roberto.
I thought it was
Arguello.
Arguello?
Yeah, from Georgia, right?
Yeah, I don't remember where he's from. Yeah, but he got drafted in the second. He got drafted in the second. He was a bum. This little moody guy from the Niners was drafted in the fourth. He's on his second team.
He's on like a seventh team.
Like,
Randy Bullock was a fifth round pick.
The Bears drafted Torrey Taylor.
Yeah, he's fifth. Yeah, Randy Bullock was the fifth.
Who was the old Raiders kicker?
Sebastian Janikowski.
Yes. Like, he was drafted at what?
First round.
In the first round?
Janikowski was a first rounder?
Yeah, he was the first rounder.
That's so dumb.
Like, I know that one because people give him grief all the time because he chose Janikowski over Urlacher. Al Davis did. Like,
I mean, they were just drafting based on size.
I know, but like.
I mean, like, Janikowski might be bigger.
And Janikowski's great kicker.
Yeah,
but like,
he was.
A kicker versus like an all-time linebacker or anything.
Yeah, that's crazy.
At any point in the draft is. Like, at sixth or seventh round, and a lot of these guys just end up being good that get undrafted. Like, Even just not drafting one ever is fine with me.
Fairbairn wasn't drafted. He's the greatest kicker in Houston Texans history.
Fact. Not even a question.
Justin Tucker, I think, was drafted.
Yeah, I don't remember what round, but he was drafted. I think he was like a fifth-round pick.
Like Vinatieri, Vanderjagt. Like, none of these guys get drafted, man. You can find really good kickers not in the draft. I'm with you. And you see kickers that get bust, like that are bust. Tucker was undrafted.
Oh, he was undrafted. Huh.
Yeah, wasting a first through fifth on a punter or a kicker is the most wasted pick you can possibly have.
That guy got out fast, didn't he?
Yeah, big phone call.
It was like he was shot out of a cannon. Kristen Miller was one of the good visits Houston has had so far.
Okay.
And then Caden McDonald and Lee Hunter have both met with the Texans extensively. So there you go. There's your update. Houston Texans update from Aaron and DJ.
Defensive tackle would be interesting. Where are you at with Caleb Banks? He said he had a foot injury in college, and then he got hurt again.
Yeah, I think he's got the temperament to be a Texan.
But like, he's like three.
He'd fit in. He's swarmy.
Like, he's not a big guy. I mean, he's a defensive. Like, he's not like 340. But, like, having two foot injuries before you even get to the NFL, one of them happening at the combine, like, I think at 28, it might be worth the risk.
Yeah, I disagree. I hate – there's one thing that I – like, sport injuries that I cannot stand. Anytime a pitcher has an elbow or a shoulder injury to their throwing arm, that's hard for me to look past. And then anytime a big dude has feet injuries.
Sure. That's a yow thing?
Yes. Yeah, all of them, though. Like, every giant – that's like 7'2", 7'3", or taller and big, have had foot issues that they've never gotten over. I think George Mureson retired early because of a bad foot. Like, Manu Bol, I think, had bad feet.
Yeah, like, I think 28's where like, I'm tempted by Caleb Banks.
No, I'm out. That's way too high to draft wrist that high. Wait, I mean, you can get a really good player. Really good player at 28.
So this might be semantics, but like they pick, what, 8 picks later?
No.
10 picks later?
No, I'm saying it's too early.
Oh, so even that early second-round pick
Yeah, you can
no.
get a really good player okay. at 28.
So just not worth the risk, not worth the risk at all.
That's too big of a red flag okay. for me. I don't want 330-pound men who have fragile feet that I have to have under contract for the next 4 years, and then the opportunity cost of the player I could have had.
Yeah.
I'm out on that.
Because this is one where the player looks like he's really talented.
Like, I would, if it was a torn bicep, whatever.
But feet injuries in 2 of them.
It scares me.
I think if it was just the one, I would have been more okay with it. But having the second one at the combine, yikes.
Yeah, I'm spooked out of that. I'm out on that, Joe.
So, punter in the 4th round?
No. So, had somebody tweet me just a moment ago, Jeremy Branham. This guy, Allen. Cowboys jumping into the second round. The end of the first for J-Rod, talking about Jacob Rodriguez gaining some heat. And then he's got a picture of Jacob Rodriguez, Mike Tyson, and Mike Tyson punch-out. It's a pretty cool picture.
It is a good picture.
I remember I was talking about Jacob Rodriguez as my draft crush whenever the offseason began. Mm-hmm. It's like, man, maybe you can get him in the 3rd. Like, this dude's like being mocked like early 2nd now.
He's going 2nd. I think I've seen him in one mock draft recently where he was going to the Texans.
Really?
At 28.
What? At 28? What if the Texans do that? Because we were talking about let's talk about that on the other side. Because we were talking about that yesterday. What positions at 28 are you okay with? What are you not okay with? And we kind of came to the agreement that kind of whoever you pick at 28 is probably going to be a backup. Unless it's like a stud center or it's a linebacker, but I thought it was too early for a linebacker. What if it is J-Rod? Also, what the Junkies want at 28. They have thoughts. 713-780-3776. Jeremy and Joe live from Birdie's Ice House at East River 9 on ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2. First a moment on HR&P. We're going to see them soon. Human Resources and Payroll, we love them. Cougar owned by Mike Holly. Go Cougs. Chris Fisher over there. He's an Aggie. We like him too. But business owners, let HR&P help you, and they can help you in so many things. There's so many things at HR&P. HR compliance, they can help you there. Do you want some help with your benefits administration? Who doesn't want some help with their benefits administration? That's where HR&P can help you. Payroll, numbers ain't your thing. HR&P's got your back. Onboarding, you don't like onboarding your employees? HR&P has you. Or maybe you're just so busy in one area that if you could, get that taken care of, you could use your time and resources in the other areas that you enjoy, that you really excel in. That's why HR&P is great, because you're not going to just order this, off the menu, cookie cutter service. No, they're going to sit down with you, they're going to talk with you, and they're going to figure out a way how to tailor a plan for what your business needs. It's a custom fitted suit, basically, for your business. And it's going to take your business to that next level. You're going to take off with your business because HR&P is going to be helping you along the way. And they're a great teammate to have on your side, always staying up to date on everything going on in the business world. Great during tax season. Always up with the new trends that are going on. So let HR&P help you. No job is too small. No job is too big. They're going to completely customize a plan for whatever you and your business needs. Their technology, top-notch. It is the very best. Their service is elite. Their service is so good. Guaranteed fulfillment. You'll never talk to a stranger. Anytime I have a question, I send out an email, but they're always very helpful, very easy to understand. It's like they're long-lost friends over there at HR&P. So give them a call at 281-880-6525, 281-880-6525. Let HR&P customize a plan for you, or you can just visit them on the internet, hrp.net. That's hrp.net.
ESPN 97.5.
Swim, what a funny love your skin. Swim, I could spend a lifetime watching you swim.
It's Jeremy and Joe
on ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Huntington Bank Studios, located at East River 9. Here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
Awesome time out here at Birdie's Ice House at East River 9. The Masters going on right now. Love talking golf. People love talking golf. Rory McIlroy might make this Masters boring, though. He just might run away and hide this thing. He has extended the lead to 4 shots now. Rory's at 10 under, 5 under on the day through 16. No one else is within 4 shots.
He's the
Patrick Reed, Burns, they're within 4 shots. They're 6 under. No one within 3 shots.
I heard this stat while I was in the bathroom from the TV.
Okay.
He is the fourth person ever to have a lead after 36 holes, repeating champion.
I heard that earlier, yeah.
Yeah. No, I think it's like, now Arnold Palmer did it like three or four times, they said, but like the fourth overall person to do it, so.
Wow.
Jordan Spieth was one of them.
Really?
I don't know who the other one was.
You know who Jordan Spieth is?
Hook him.
So is that a yes?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's on my team.
Yeah, that doesn't mean anything.
I know who he is.
You drafted, what's his name? The guy with the lesion in his head.
Gary?
Gary Woodland.
Yeah.
You drafted Gary Woodland. You didn't know who that was.
But I know who he was when I drafted him.
Barely.
He won the Houston Open, or whatever it's called.
It's called the Houston Open.
Okay, I wasn't sure.
Junkie says you two need to grow up.
That's no, we don't. No.
Facts.
No.
Another junkie, you need to save that two gap for a drop. Another junkie, you all need to grow the heck up.
Wrong.
These two need to grow
wrong.
Up. I was making my way through a tweet, and I eventually did. Josh from Seabrook, y'all are 12-year-olds. Welcome to my life, Josh from Seabrook. Junkie, I take the best available position at 28, then Banks at 38. All right, so this guy wants us to stop playing a commercial.
It's an elite commercial. You're wrong.
Is it the one that
yes.
we... Okay,
that the one that you sing
yep,
all the time.
Yep, yep. I'm not going to out him, but yep.
So, would you be opposed to Jacob Rodriguez at 38? Or 28.
No, because I think he can beat out Toa Toa.
Same.
I think it's more the position overall. So, Anthony Hill Jr. from Texas could be an option. Like, I'm not opposed to linebacker at 28. I know typically linebackers don't really go in the first round, but this is a weird draft. Like, there's only one quarterback for sure that's going in the first round. You've got a safety who might be the best overall player, a running back who might be either one or two as well. Like, a bunch of wide receivers who have questions. Like, it's just a different draft. Sonny Styles is going to go in the top 10 from Ohio State.
Yeah.
So, like, you might have a run on these different position groups than we're used to. So, no, I'm not opposed to a linebacker there. And Henry Toto, like, well, I like the player at times. We saw him get, like, flat-footed a lot last year. So I think you can improve there. And Al-Shaair has, what, a year or two left on his contract at this point, too? So, you know, a long-term replacement would make sense there. And we saw what happened with Christian Harris. They dumped him as soon as they could. So if they draft a linebacker in the first round, I think it's more of what they say about what they think about their current room past Aziz versus, you know, maybe where the rest of the draft is.
Yeah, I'm usually not in favor of a linebacker in the first. I still don't know if I love it in this situation, but I do love the prospect. And it would give you your best chance, other than center maybe, of actually drafting a starter in the first round. Like, there's not many positions that you're going to – whoever you pick there at 28, that's going to start for you.
No, there's
not. Unless you have injury and death's important, we all get that. But
that's – you can't predict that, right? Like we're going off of a –
Well, you kind of can. You can predict that there's going to be injury. You just don't know where.
Yeah, well, and that's why you can't do it with the draft, right? You can't predict a corner is going to get hurt or an offensive lineman. But, yeah, linebacker center has the most logical – path to being a starter day one, maybe left tackle. Like if you can find an upgrade, if Proctor is an upgrade over Ursary,
are you just going to bench Ursary or are you moving to right tackle?
Depends on how Braden Smith does.
Yeah, I have a hard time envisioning that an offensive lineman at 28 starts over one of those guys. Although Ursary was a second rounder last year, and Smith didn't like sign huge money.
But his, you know, the running numbers obviously. Like if you go to the ghost of Pro Football Focus now,
yeah.
The running numbers are very good for him versus the passing numbers, which they're not terrible, but like there's a large gap there.
I saw an article on Pro Football Focus.
That's right. I don't understand what's going on there. Like they fired everyone, but they're still putting out content.
Yeah, I don't know. I saw something from them earlier.
But the most logical start of the guys that could start are linebacker, tackle, center.
Maybe not.
Like maybe running back, not a starter.
No, they have Montgomery.
But like, is your like your two guy? Or they could be the starter by the end of the season.
And but like Smith can move inside too. Like Smith can play guard. I know that was a huge conversation the moment that he signed. But
so it gives you flexibility, as you talked about with Wyatt Teller being a little bit older. You know, if someone does get hurt, you can move things around. You know, it's. But yeah, I'm not opposed to linebacker because I am generally with you that I don't want to draft a linebacker in the first round, but I don't have a lot of experience talking about teams with the 28th pick in the overall in the draft. Like, so, just
I'm making this about you, Joe.
No, even with the Texans. Like, when's the last time they picked this late?
They had a pick. I mean, they've been drafting in this area for the last couple of years. They've been a playoff team the last couple of years.
But, like, 28, like, I think you can get away with a linebacker.
Okay. Oso says, what about Jadarian Price if he's there? He's not an upgrade over Woody?
I mean, I love Jadarian Price.
Not an upgrade over Woody? And maybe a longer-term replacement for Montgomery.
I love him. I think he's a special player. The positives with him are there's not a lot of wear and tear. If you look at, like, his 40 times, I don't think match the eye test. Like, you watch, like, the kick return touchdowns he's had in college. Like, he's running away from guys. But he hasn't been the number one guy, so, like, it does work well with Montgomery here. He does have a small fumble history where, like, if you look at, like, the percentages, it's not very good. For the most part, like, it was fine at Notre Dame. So, I love Jadarian Price. I think he'd be a good fit here, and I think it would be an improvement over Woody Marks. And if that's your best player on the board, like, I would not be opposed.
Okay. If Branham compliments Casario any harder, I'm going to have to hire our private investigator to photograph them together.
That person read the tea leaves.
Outside corner or interior defensive line, our third outside corner is garbage.
Yes, but I'm not sure about the first round.
Yeah, I see. And they've also been able to draft secondary guys outside of the first round. Lassiter was a second rounder. Bullock was a third. Like, I don't think you need that at 28, especially for a guy who's going to be buried. Like, buried. Like, he's...
Like, the only path for that guy to get on the field is injury.
Yeah.
Like Blankenship has to get hurt for Petrie to move back, or Lassiter or Stanley has to get hurt.
Yep. Or Petrie.
Or Petrie.
Or Petrie can get hurt. He has been prone.
And maybe long-term, it can work out for you, but for the immediate return, corner doesn't make as much sense. So that really ultimately, like, might be the question of this draft is, like, are you drafting for the future, or are you drafting for helping this team right now? Because if you're drafting to the future, then everything's on the board. Like, if you're not sure, like, who you're going to be able to keep past, you know, 2 years from now with Jalen Petrie's contract, is you can get out of it in, like, 28 and not have a ton of dead cap. And maybe that's when you know, move Lassiter inside. But, like, is it slot corner worth $30 million? I don't know. Or is Lassiter part of the picture? So I'm not opposed to corner. I think it would be telling of what they think about their long-term prospects at corner. But it's not, like, a huge priority for me right now.
Another junkie I want, an outside corner or interior defensive line at 28. Wouldn't mind OL. Do not draft running back or receiver. Concentrate on the lines, says Lex.
That's fair. Yeah, I like Price. I think Jordan Tyson's a really interesting person to watch in this draft overall. Like,
yeah,
with his injury history, how far he falls. But that goes back into the Caleb Banks conversation. Like, yeah, the player is special, but is it worth the capital at 28 to draft a player that's got a major injury history?
I don't mind Tyson's as much.
I'm not as familiar with his as,
yeah, I think his
Banks.
Been, like, hamstring stuff.
So, like, that could be fine. I just don't think he's going to make it to you.
No, I don't either.
Like, the receivers at 28 is probably more like Denzel Boston is probably one who could be there. See Malachi Fields coming off the board sometimes in the first, but mostly a second-round pick. Like, I feel like you're kind of in, like, the dead man territory at wide receiver at 28.
Yeah, unless somebody falls, which, yeah, maybe. A junkie trade up to get Sadiq. I've seen a lot of people want that.
Yes.
Another junkie, Key from L.A., actually protects CJ's future draft lineman, and then just use the pick for a great long snapper. They've never really been able to replace John Weeks.
Can't do it.
Can't replace John Weeks.
It's impossible.
He's going to be in the Ring of Honor.
He belongs there.
Junkie says age matters. See Amobi Okoye. Okay. That's actually, I mean, okay, fair. But that's a sign of, like, don't draft younger guys. Like, draft older guys.
Yeah.
So, like, that's kind of proves my point, though. Like, I think that age and youth is overrated. Like, hey, I'm going to draft a 20-year-old over a 23-year-old. It doesn't matter. They're both getting 4 years. So, like, who do you think is going to be the better player from a guy when he's 23 to 26 or a guy from when he's 20 to 23? Give me the guy 23 to 26.
Yeah, I think the older guys, too, we have to recalibrate a little bit, because I think the one thing that's been forgotten is that they're facing a lot of guys that are also older. So I feel like when we talk about them as draft prospects, we're focusing on the individual player's age, but not who they're going against on a daily basis, all these 5, 6, 7-year guys in college. So, like, the age thing doesn't bother me as much at this point. Like, ever since the COVID draft, when everyone got, like, all these extra years, like, it's just kind of – it's a weird chunk of NFL history in the draft.
713-780-ESPN, HRMP listener line. Mailbag Monday on a Friday. What are your questions for Jeremy and Joe? 713-780-3776. It is Jeremy and Joe live from Bernie's Ice House at East River 9 on ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
Houston, don't miss a moment. Secure your seats with Houston Rockets season ticket memberships right now and get access to this season's playoffs plus all of the 2026-27 season. That means you only got a couple days left, two games left to go in the regular season, so get on it right now. And as a Forever Red member, you'll get the best seats at the best prices along with exclusive benefits and events all year long. You get 25% off concessions and retail. You get 10% off suite rentals. You get NBA League Pass, playoff ticket priority all the time, even early pre-sale access to Toyota Center concerts when you become a Forever Red member. Feel the energy. Be part of every play. It takes all of us all season long. Get started today at rockets.com/radio. That's rockets.com/radio.
ESPN 97.5.
Mail call!
Mailbag with Jeremy and Joe.
You've got mail.
Monday with Jeremy and Joe on a Friday. What's your question for Jeremy and Joe? Rory's on a heater. He's knocking at everything. He just chipped in from about 30, 40 yards.
Let's go.
11 under, 6 under on the day through 17, which is good because we have him in the bet against DeChambeau. I don't think our Xander Schauffele put Bailey's in my coffee is doing great. He finished even for the day. Cameron Young's 5 under, though, so we lost that
Yikes.
One at minus 145. Although if Rory wins, that'll cancel out that one. We did lose the Cubs one earlier today, so looks like we're going to go 1-2 today. That's all right. I could have easily played the under, and we could have had an even day. So it looks like we're going to end the week at pretty even. We're minus $3.
That's
minus
fine.
$3. Our unit size is 100. We're at minus $3, which, you know, it's a net neutral. You know, you come out minus $3, you're really a winner, some would say.
It could be a lot worse.
On the year, we're down just over a unit. So, yeah, we had we just didn't finish the week strong. Also, Astros lineup is out. Pena at short, Yordan in left.
Okay.
TK New. Altuve's the DH. Isak playing second. Walker's at first, Correa's at third, Smith and right, Loperfido in center, no Jake Myers, Vasquez catches. So interesting that Yordan plays left in the bigger ballpark. Interesting that Isak's playing second base. That's always fun. Walker jumps Correa.
Yep. We talked about that last week.
Walker
this week
jumps Correa in the lineup. And then Vasquez, I guess, is Imai's personal catcher.
What do you think the split is between Loperfido and...
I think it's going to be a natural. Well, I mean, some days they're both going to play because Yordan will DH.
Is Loperfield going to be the primary guy in center or Trammell? No. Or are you going to be like split between those
I think
two?
They're going to. Well, I think Bryce might play out there a little bit too.
Yeah.
Bryce will play against lefties. You know, maybe if you have a righty who just has like really, really bad splits, like try to get Loperfield and Trammell in the lineup. It depends on how much Yordan plays left, right? There's a lot of moving factors here.
There are. I want to see
moving
more
moving conveyor. Please watch your step. Yeah, I don't know how I feel about Loperfido.
Really?
Yeah.
I know that one the double play they had last week was like a, I think a 4-star catch that he made, the sliding catch.
I think it was like a 55% catch probability.
Was it that high?
Yeah, but it was a 4-star catch, but that counts as that. Yeah, I don't know. I think Loperfido's kind of a guy.
55% feels low for four stars.
I thought the same.
Like that seems very low.
That's why I remember that, because I was like, 55%? Like, okay. Like, it's made hit more than half the time.
Yeah.
Like, that's a good enough for a 4-star catch. Like, what?
That should be a 3-star.
Put a blue star next to that bat, baby. Holy Toledo, what a play. Look at Lopey in left. Holy Toledo. If ifs and buts were candy and nuts. All right, Mailbag Monday on a Friday. What's your question for Jeremy and Joe on a Mailbag Monday on Friday? 713-780-3776. Earlier, Ryan asked us this. Okay. Start, sit, cut, old-fashioned cake donut glazed with chocolate ice cream bear claw. I'm basic with my donuts. Brian, look at Brian. Reach for the mic. Brian, reach for the on button on the Comrex.
Here, donuts.
Like it was somebody in a duel in the Wild Wild West. The OK Corral reaching for their gun. That was impressive. He heard Dota. I'm, oh, yeah. Let's turn that sucker all the way up.
Start the old-fashioned chocolate. What was the first one?
Old-fashioned cake. Chocolate.
Cake donuts.
Old-fashioned cake donut is one. Glazed with chocolate ice cream is two. Bear Claw is three.
Okay, so glazed one, old-fashioned two, Bear Claw three. I'm cutting it. Cutting Bear Claw.
I guess I'll start the glaze with chocolate ice cream. I'm not sure I've ever had a fashion cake donut.
Really?
Old-fashioned cake donut.
I've never had that. The plain one?
No. Oh, is that what they are?
I think so. Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll cut that, and I'll sit Bear Claw.
I'm not a Bear Claw guy.
Yeah, I'm not either. That would be my cut. I think I start the cake donut and sit the glaze with chocolate.
Okay. What do you guys think about KC Concepcion to the Dolphins at number 30? You haven't really thought much about it.
I haven't thought much about it, but they need a wide receiver, so it makes sense.
Yeah. Key from L.A. says start, sit, cut, FaceTime, text messaging, or voice calls. Key from L.A., you asked that last week, dog. Goodness. Is Mendoza skipping Pittsburgh because he's afraid of dropping like Brady Quinn?
No.
He's going to be the number one. Kirk Cousins said that Mendoza's on the team the other day.
Yeah.
He was doing his little interview. He's like, yeah, I'm really excited about working with Mendoza. It's like...
Right. Well, I think there's only 16 guys going this year.
Yeah, I saw a list come out, and I don't think any quarterback's going, right?
No,
Simpson's not going either.
No, I mean, next year will be bigger, but who wants to go to Pittsburgh?
Rodgers.
Fair.
Like,
what's your problem with Pittsburgh? Why is Pittsburgh catching?
It's kind of like Cleveland. What's good about Pittsburgh besides the ballpark?
I mean, you're a hero if you're in Pittsburgh. It's a player.
Yeah, but you're not drafted there unless you're going to the Steelers. You're just going there to be drafted by another team.
Oh yeah, I see what you're saying.
I was like, stay at home.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'd probably stay at home too. I don't get the whole like. I'd rather hang out at the house, have some people over,
yeah,
have some good food, than go do the whole pomp and circumstance.
And also,
there.
Like, I don't want to be Aaron Rodgers. Like, just on the off chance, like, I don't want to be sitting there for 2.5 hours waiting for my name to be called.
Junkie,
for any prospect.
Do we still have a Bayou serial killer?
Great question. I don't know.
Not yet.
I mean, more bodies have. Been found.
Oh, have there?
Yeah. I don't know if any, how, I don't think they've ever figured out, obviously, if they're connected, but more bodies have been found.
Junkie says it's chocolate ice, not ice cream. That's literally what they texted, dude. I'm reading what they texted. Oh, you didn't read it right. Yes, I did. If they made a mistake, it's on them, not me. I'm not cleaning up people's texts. If that was their mistake, it's their mistake.
They live with it.
You didn't read it right. Yeah, I read it exactly like it was. I don't know if we can do the double music. Old-fashioned is different depending on the place. Old-fashioned is supposed to be a buttermilk donut. I'm not that fancy with my donuts, I'm learning. I go normal glaze 99% of the time.
Really?
When the text said old-fashioned, I thought of that donut. I don't know how to describe it, but it has like a kind of a flaky lower ring to the and like a top ring. You know what I'm talking about?
It's kind of thicker in the middle.
Yeah,
real thinner at the top.
Yeah, real crisp edges. That's what I think of as a old-fashioned. Whereas the cake donut is just called cake donut usually.
I know what you're talking about.
But I love this. Yeah. What I thought of as the traditional donut. That's my favorite.
Yeah, I think the old fashioned is just like it's like a dark brown normally.
I mean, not necessarily, but it's more about the texture and the shape.
Yeah.
It has a very unique shape.
In honor of WrestleMania coming up, who are your favorite wrestlers of all time?
Shawn Michaels.
Oh, really? That's mine too.
Rey Mysterio.
What?
Jeff Hardy.
I mean, Rey Mysterio.
No. No. It's the greatest luchador of all time.
You're big into the
luchador. I mean, no. The greatest luchador of all time is Dom Mysterio, Dirty Dom.
Wrong.
Okay, I'm sorry I asked this question.
So, it's HBK, Ray.
We got a wedding party coming through. Or prom pictures? What do we got going on here?
Brian, they're like 14, bro.
Prom.
Oh, my God.
Can you give us your top five sports announcers? That's a lot, five. I just need to rattle off a few that I like. Okay. I like Kevin Harlan a whole lot.
Yep.
I think he's phenomenal.
Nance?
I like Nance. I like I love Ian Eagle. Ian Eagle's fantastic. Come on through, you're good. Nope. It's different for the sports to me. Because like I like Brad Nessler a lot on college football. I can't stand him on college basketball. It's kind of weird.
Yo, who's your number one NFL guy?
Probably Ian Eagle.
Okay.
I like Ian Eagle a lot.
College football. I love McDonough, personally.
McDonough is very good.
I love McDonough.
I like Joe Tess. I like Tesh. I think Fowler's fine.
Yeah, I think college football is the best.
I think Fowler's fine. NBA, definitely Harlan. Mm-hmm. Without a shadow of a doubt. Tirico's really good, though.
Tirico's really good
NFL, too.
Tirico might be the best, like, overall.
Yeah.
Tirico might be my favorite NFL guy, actually, when I think about it. Tirico doesn't do it with baseball, huh?
No, baseball. But, I mean.
I really don't like any of that.
They have baseball now. It feels like a matter of time, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't be shocked if he does the Sunday Night Baseball after Sunday Night Basketball is over.
Right.
Who's doing it now?
I haven't watched.
I don't remember.
Same. Yeah.
Who's, trying to think. Who's your number one baseball guy?
Todd Kalsh.
National.
I don't really watch a whole lot of national baseball. I guess you got to say Joe Davis.
So, I mean, I'm biased, but I love Adam Amin.
Oh, he's very good. The problem that I have with Amin is nothing to do with Amin.
It's his partner.
I cannot stand A.J. Brzezinski.
Yeah. But see, that's how I feel about Joe Davis. I hate John Smoltz.
I like Smoltz more than I like Brzezinski.
I don't like A.J. Brzezinski, but I like him more than Smoltz.
See, I'm the opposite.
I can't. Smoltz complains too much.
Yeah, he's very
I feel like he just hates baseball.
Yeah, he is. Like, he's very curmudgeon-y.
But he doesn't do as fun as like Shaq and Charles Barkley hate basketball.
No, he's kind of gotten a little stale and boring for sure. If you had to trade one of the big three sports franchises in Houston for another team in their respective league, which team would have the greatest trade value today?
The best value, the Rockets.
Not the Texans?
Yeah, I thought it'd been the NFL team.
They're saying trade value, not financial.
So I was thinking like the young players, they like the trade assets overall.
I mean, the Texans have Will Anderson, Derek Stingley, Kamari Lassiter. Stroud's a middle of the pack quarterback.
Depending on who you're calling.
The Rockets have a man who can't shoot, and Alpi, who, according to Kevin Durant, can't shoot or defend.
And you have Jabari,
who
Kevin said other things about.
He called him the R word. He called him a rocket.
It depends on if the other team wants Stroud or not.
Yeah, I think it's the Texans. Like that defense, pretty good. I think it's the Texans.
Yeah, I'll go Rockets. Not the Astros.
A late question, but do y'all think Gerard Johnson's consideration for offensive coordinators because he earned the consideration, or was it to fulfill the Rooney Rule? I think he's earned it.
It's hard to say.
Best candy bar of all time. Candy bar is an interesting spin on it. Because I would go with the Ferrero Rocher VIP. But it's not a candy bar. Candy ball.
Snickers?
See, would you give me a Kit Kat?
Sure.
Yeah,
that's
a
bar,
candy
right?
Bar. Yeah,
you mean,
a candy
you
bar.
Can break me off a piece of that Kit Kat. But it's a bar.
Yeah, it's
break me off a piece of that Kit Kat bar is a bar. I would go Kit Kat. Underrated number two.
Are we only taking the base flavor?
Can I get my underrated number two?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Mr. Goodbar.
Oh, yes. Well done.
Mr. Goodbar's elite.
That's my number one. But
really?
Were
you going to say that?
Well, yes.
Or did I remind you?
No, I was going to say that. But what I was going to say, like I do like Kit Kat, but I mostly like to have a mint chocolate one. That one's really good.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never tried that.
Yeah.
I bit into a Kit Kat the other day and it didn't have wafer.
Really?
Yeah. It was just a block of chocolate. I was like, this is terrible.
One of the ones that got stolen?
Where did my Vaughn wafer go?
They took all the wafers out, put them back on the shelf.
It didn't have a wafer in it. No, that's favorite part is the wafer.
No, I go Snickers one. A good bar is very good. It's not good for your teeth, but I do love a Butterfinger.
I feel like Twix should be in the conversation.
Twix?
I'm not a huge caramel guy.
Twix.
I do like Twix, but it's not in my elite tier. Kit Kat Bar, JB dropping bars. Always do. Got to be paying attention. All right, I think that's it for Mailbag Monday. Good Mailbag Monday, though, guys. That was good. All right, coming up next, what's your Junkie of the Day? 713-780-3776. Junkie of the Day with Jeremy and Joe coming up next as we are live from Bernie's Ice House at East River 9 on ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
ESPN 97.5. The
This crazy world is home to all kinds of junkies.
I got a junkie for a wife. Don't need nothing.
Some worthless junkie.
We're adrenaline junkie.
Because I'm a news junkie.
Okay, I'm a Twitter junkie.
An elephant that's a junkie.
But only one can be the junkie of the day.
You're acting like I'm some kind of ski junkie.
What loser will be the winner? Find out with Jeremy and Joe.
Shut the f*** up, junkie.
What is your junkie of the day? 713-780-ESPN. Thanks to Birdie's Ice House for having us out here today. Fantastic. Fantastic out here at Birdie's Ice House. Always love coming to East River 9. The new look restaurant, golf course looks good. Swing feels good. I like my chances. They got the driving range. They got pickleball. They got it all out here at East River 9. Couple of junk. Brian's said Mr. Good Bar is the magna cum laude of candy bars. That joke did a number on that junkie.
Apparently.
Another junkie said mint chocolate chip is stupid. Just use some scope and eat chocolate. He also said white chocolate Kit Kat is far better than the original. I don't like white chocolate.
At all?
Not much.
I love white chocolate.
Not a huge white chocolate kind of guy. So that's my hang up there. Iron Eagle's son is good too.
Disagree.
I think he's fine.
Not a huge fan.
I don't think he's elite. My controversial fave is dark chocolate Almond Joy. Joe likes those too. I guess it's either a textural thing for all the hate it gets. I think Almond Joy is fine. It's just an Almond Joy. It's just buried on the depth chart.
Do you like dark chocolate?
Not really.
See,
did he birdie 18?
I think so.
Oh, he birdied 18. He is lapping the field.
Yeah, Rory's crushing it.
He's finished his round 7-under on the day. He's at 12-under. Double the lead of Sam Burns and Patrick Reed. My goodness. This might be over by tomorrow.
I say it's either going to be over tomorrow. Over by tomorrow, we're going to see an all-time collapse.
Rory has done both.
Yeah.
I think that Rory winning his green jacket last year, though, reduces the chances of a collapse.
Just like a confidence thing?
It's just like, you know, he doesn't have the stress isn't as high.
Sure.
Like, he's won every single major now because he got the career Grand Slam last year. He's won at Augusta. He has his green jacket. Like, what does he really have to lose?
Nothing.
A six-shot lead. But, I mean, he's playing really well. Playing really, really well. What were you saying about dark chocolate?
I said I like dark chocolate more than normal chocolate.
Oh, really? My wife likes that,
too. My number
too.
One.
It's healthier for you, too, if you eat, like, the real chocolate.
That's true.
Yeah. They say it's good for stuff.
That's not why I eat it, but...
Yeah, but
I pretend like it is.
It's a happy accident, yeah. As Bob Ross used to
yeah.
say. You know? There's no mistakes.
Sure.
It's only happy accidents. All right, junkie of the day. 713-780-3776. What is your junkie of the day, Brian?
First one goes out to...
I was trying to catch him.
Probes.
Probes?
Probes.
I was reading a tweet.
No, just
junkie?
No, probes. Yeah, probes. My only other junkie of the day nomination... actually, I do have one more because apparently some big-ass spiders have been spotted in California that can soar through the air. That's scary. But the last one would be Georgia Ford Kareem Stagg, continuing tradition, but now in another sport, was arrested for speeding 87 and a 65 and also only having a learner's permit. So
junkie?
Georgia still getting it done, but now in a different sport.
You're
with
in
basketball.
College and you only have a learner's permit?
I thought that part was a little weird, too, but...
Don't you get that when you're like 15?
15 is when
I got
mine.
Well, you get it whenever you're ready to drive.
But normally that's 15?
Yeah, I guess he's a late bloomer.
I guess so. Well, clearly not. He's going real fast.
You never know somebody's story.
That's true. We don't know where this guy's from.
Maybe they didn't have the means.
That's true.
Yeah.
Go to Georgia. Does. You speed.
I have heard, though, that like a lot of this newest generation, what do they call them, Gen Z? Is it Gen Z?
Yeah.
That a lot of them like have no interest in driving.
Yeah, I've heard that. I don't get it.
I don't either.
But like, because like that's like your first taste of freedom.
Yeah,
is being able to go somewhere without your parents.
Yep.
Like I would desperately want to be able to drive.
Maybe that's less for Gen Z because like when we grew up, like in driving, the world of social media wasn't what it is today.
Yeah, yeah,
like
yeah.
You kind of like that being able to go somewhere meant something more than I think it does today because you can see everything through social media.
Yeah, that's true.
What's your junkie of the day, Joe?
Doc Rivers. Things are falling apart in Milwaukee. They had a team meeting the other day. It did not go very well. And he dropped this one on his team as they're struggling. He said, quote, "Look at my resume and Google me. I took teams to the playoffs and championships that weren't supposed to be there. I thought this was one of them.
Wow.
Sorry, Doc.
Junkie?
What team did he take to a championship that wasn't supposed to be there?
Not one.
Not a single one.
Like Boston was definitely supposed to be there.
Yeah, they had the big three.
He said, Google me?
He said, Google
me. He did the Kurt Cignetti?
Yeah, he did it to his team. Can't do that.
He's about to be fired.
You lost a series down up 3-1 with the Magic, bro.
The Ichiro statue, they unveiled it earlier today. The bat broke. He got sawed off at his own statue. He got a little two-seamer on the hands. Broke the bat. This Houston area teacher who falsely accused a student of attacking her, she gets nominated Junkie of the Day. And then Bobby McIntyre flipping the bird at the Augusta Green.
Timperman.
He's got the Timperman to win the Masters as he flips off
Junkie
the green. 713-780 ESPN. A couple here from the text line. Joe is the Junkie. Said to come out down to golf and it's raining. A lot of people are golfing. You're the Junkie.
Yeah, people are golfing right now.
It's actually a beautiful day. Oh, you know what? It was Keith. Twitchers are clamoring for Keith to call in again, but y'all chased him away. Yeah, rightfully so. All right, does it for us. Who's winning?
I think it's the Ichiro bat. I'm looking at the video right now. That's embarrassing.
Ichiro bat statue, you're the winner.
They had a follow-up tweet that was funny, but yeah.
You're the winner, Ichiro bat. Thank you to Ritz does it for us. Thank you to Ryan for the hard work, to Brian as well, for Joe, for me. We'll talk to you on Monday, Houston. Have a great weekend. Rocket power coming up next inside the icebox and then smoking and toasting later tonight. Keep it locked and loaded on ESPN 97.5. Good night, Houston.
Houston's independent voice for sports talk.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear: strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.